7, this is the ordinance 2021-41, mixed-use density. Again, this is one that we allowed for the hearing because it had been noticed, but we continued the item. So if there any, if there are those who wanted to comment, I will allow that. Michael, go ahead and lead out.
Okay, so this is an item we've talked about in our strategic planning meeting, for instance. We've talked about it through different developments that have been proposed regarding the density for mixed-use projects. And so this is for the City Council's consideration to possibly amend the code. Section 16.5.3.1.2 of the Land Use Code allows parcels in the C2 and C3 zones that are at least 1 acre in size and have 200 feet of frontage to be developed as mixed-use projects. The current mixed-use code allows developers to propose densities up to 20 residential units per acre. These residential units are in addition to the 20% commercial square footage that is required by code. There have been discussions in the past about whether these potential residential densities are appropriate in commercial zones. As we've reviewed, as planning staff, we feel that it would be appropriate to recommend reducing residential density maximum to match the residential density that is allowed in the adjoining R17 residential zone, which allows for 7,000 square foot lots. So just taking an analysis of what's allowed next to the commercial in the minimum of 7,000 square foot lots, and so that's the number that's been proposed as an option for the council to consider.
So just do the math for me. On a 1 acre, a 7,000 square foot lot, how many homes?
Yeah, so 43,560 square feet is in an acre, so you divide that 43 by 7.
6.
And you end up with 6, but if you want to subtract the 15% for roads, then it's even less than that. So that's why we're proposing 5.
Got it. Thank you.
5 instead of 20? Go figure.
Yeah. And again, that's just based off of trying to match equal residential densities nearby. There's definitely a number of ways this could be approached. So again, the commercial C2 and C3 zones for mixed-use standards, the current code is 20 residential units per acre. Proposed amendment would be 5 residential units per acre. So just as an analysis, trying to give you an idea on densities, we've got a number of different developments in town to kind of show you what the densities are.
But now, excuse me, Michael. Sorry. Sorry. One distinction here is, with the mixed-use density, that includes the acreage that the commercial is on, the way the code reads, correct? Meaning the actual effective density, if you had, you know, just commercial in front, residential in back, similar to village, is the actual density is higher than 5 to the acre.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense? Okay. So the idea here is to try to show it as an apple for an apple. Now, I'll just talk about the granary for a second. The granary is a mixed use. And if you look at it from above, residential covers the whole thing because there's residential on top of the commercial, so there's not any just extra square footage for commercial because it's two stories. But in case of the village, it's separate where it's segregated on the property.
But explain that again because I'm not following. Because, in residential densities, when you look at in developments, you're looking at the whole development is residential.
Yeah, I'm just saying with the two-dimensional drawing of the granary, there's no difference between residential and commercial because it overlaps each other completely.
So that ended up being 50-50 is what you mean?
That ended up being the commercial, there's a layer of residential completely on top of the commercial.
Right.
And so you wouldn't subtract anything from a two-dimensional drawing for, for residential or commercial. But we could do that on the village, and that's what we did.
Just to clarify what I'm saying is if a code allows X in mixed-use units per acre, that is actually in effect that's a higher density than it would be if it was just all residential. So to illustrate, for example, apartments, a two-story garden-style apartment with surface parking is typically, 12, maybe you can push 16 units to the acre. So if you had 16 units to the acre, as mixed use with commercial, that's gonna be way more intense than a typical 16 units to the acre. That's what I'm trying to get at. So if we're gonna compare to 5 units to the acre, 7, whatever it is, of just residential only, we're talking apples to oranges. What's that?
And I think we're talking apples to oranges because up until tonight, almost all of our mixed use had the commercial and the residential in the same building. We have a fluffy special little unicorn of one project that happens to be the biggest on Main Street where those buildings have been split, but everything else in our mixed use area, it's the same building footprint with both commercial and residential in that same footprint.
Yeah, that's exactly the greenery example. That's every other one up the Main Street.
All I'm suggesting as we look at that is your example in terms of the overall density, it doesn't matter if it's on top of each other or split, is the same intensity is going to be the same as what I'm getting at. And all I'm saying is when you look at a 5 unit to the acre subdivision or PUD, that product is going to be at a lower density than 5 in mixed use plus 20% commercial.
Yeah, however, essentially however what you're saying is when you're counting that, you're not even looking at the commercial. It's like it's not there. And so then you take that density, whatever it is, and then you shove commercial right in there. It's like you're shoving it into the same bag. Right, and everything has to.
It's like 20.
So clearly, it's more dense.
With the 20% requirement, you're getting 20% more.
20% of that space
more building than you would normally get.
Is sort of treated like open space or something in the calculation, but it's not. It's commercial buildings.
Yeah.
So.
Let me throw this out there and see if it gets a second. I recall when this was last before us, that there were certain items, I think this was one, where we thought it would be prudent to maybe punt until after, or maybe in conjunction with, but I think after is better, we deal with the general plan. First of all, I hate to address an issue that isn't a problem, or do we even know if it's a problem? The Planning Commission recommended denial of this. I would like to have a discussion generally on density and our housing needs in Midway through the general plan before we start messing with this. So I would make a motion that we table this until after we figure out what the density discussion is under the general plan. And if I don't get a second, they'll shut up.
Michael, what was the thinking about bringing this forward at this time instead of waiting for the general plan?
So some of the Main Street items we held off because they're directly related to the visioning of Main Street. The thought was where the general plan already talks about promoting, reducing density wherever appropriate. There's already some support in the general plan for looking at density on Main Street. But again, this is kind of a gray item.
Mayor, could I could I offer a suggestion that this is the way I've looked at it. I mean, everyone can feel differently. Is that, and again, let's use the village as an example. The village's density, Michael, is what? If you excluded the
is that it?
There it is.
Excluding commercial and the required commercial parking.
Yeah, so let me go down these numbers real quick. When you look at the gross acreage, entire acreage, and divide it just by residential units, so kind of ignoring the commercial, 5.2 units per acre is what that is. So without the 8 acres of open space, that's 7.5 units per acre. When you go through and 4 acres of commercial, which is that outlined area. 6.3 units per acre, and then without the commercial, 4 acres of commercial, and without the 8 acres of open space, we end up with 10.3 units per acre. So those are all the different scenarios.
And so the scenario on Plan A that scared the crap out of everyone, the commercial density was more around 15.
That's correct.
15 units in the commercial zone per acre.
Right.
Which is why that plan was so ugly, because of our current zoning at 20 per acre in a mixed
use. So I guess
area.
I want to come back to what Steve's saying about tabling this. My thought is, if I remember some discussion about it, there was some concern that if we didn't correct our code, something could happen that would be horrific. So I wonder about, let's go ahead and correct our code so we've protected what we've got, but then let's know that we're coming back after general plan and we might modify it.
Well,
I'm scared to death that we've got something in our code that's got 20 units.
My point, well, I, you say it's horrific. I don't know that it's horrific. That may be something we would want to consider. We're only talking about the commercial zone. So we can have that back and forth. I think it would be prudent to have the community weigh in on that through the general plan amendment process. You think it's horrific. I don't, because we've got a significant housing problem, and this is one place where we might be able to deal with that. I think that problem's horrific.
Mayor, okay. If I can, my perspective on it is the following, and having been involved in housing, I understand densities and what type of product it is. I guarantee you right now at a 20 unit to the acre plus commercial, so it's really, if it was just all residential, it's not 20 units to the acre. It's equivalent of, in terms of what is currently allowed, that's equivalent to probably more like a 25 unit to the acre product. My fear is our code could allow a podium building here in Midway that nobody, I don't think, would envision having here in Midway. And to Steve's point, I understand that. At the same time, again, without any teeth to address, you know, affordable housing, concern is we're just going to get straight market rate housing sold to the highest bidder, and a product that can literally just cover the entire property is something that you see, you know, in Park City with commercial on the ground floor and two levels of units up above. And our code, you know, I guarantee you someone can develop that right now. Mm-hmm. That's the concern of right now. Someone could submit an application and we'd be right back to kind of village two trying to figure out how do we stop it. So if there's I see a need to do something, even if it's temporary and we can revisit the number, but to put it a little more realistically and use Village as the example. Look at the densities of Village, and if someone can cram in, and I guarantee you they can, under a very intense type of a building. Because
totally
Michael, does the mixed use require open space?
It doesn't, so that, if we go through the examples, we subtracted open space to try to make it an apple for an apple, but it's not complete.
Well,
okay,
to
so
my
before
point,
we
just,
go any
just
further,
before
we
go any
motion.
Further, it doesn't sound like even if I got a second that I would get anywhere with it. So I withdraw the suggestion that I might make the motion.
I think you're wrong.
Well,
I don't agree with you.
I actually agree that I want diversity of housing. I want to be able to have that reflect what it is we really want, though. And I don't believe that this does. And so that's why I'm saying I would like to do something now that protects us. And then, because that was the whole point of the moratorium. And then we're protected. Then we come back with, okay, if we're going to allow this kind of density, it's going to either be deed restricted or it's going to be for essential workforce workers or whatever, to define something that doesn't just give us a ton of units that can go at fair market value, which could be ridiculously expensive, and not solve what we need it to solve. So that's why I would like to see something changed and passed during this moratorium. And then even if we come back and revisit it,